Let's see again. The premise of the Mishnah is that. Okay, we'll wait till everybody comes.
Someone that was under the table and Rav Chaim gave shear? Rav Moshe?
One? Yeah.
But this is a story when like a Sfarshi family weren't from, all went to Rav Moshe's apartment to hear shear, and they were, it was so crowded they were sitting under the table.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You can sit under the table.
Yeah. We have options.
Yeah.
I think everybody should include that test, otherwise they have people on the ceiling.
Another chair over
here. Yeah, okay.
Mordecai hurt his leg, so he's not.
He slipped on his lap?
No, before that, actually, at the port of Mishiba, he danced too hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember years ago we visited South Africa, so he asked me to give a shiur in the yeshiva there. So the head of the yeshiva was an American who learned in Cleveland and tells the yeshiva. And his wife used to listen in to all the shiurim. She used to ask Kashis in the middle, and they said she understood better than all the boys. He gave smicha. You're going to listen in?
This is listening in. I want
you to
saying it right.
Remember
Goldfein's yeshiva?
Goldfein's yeshiva, yeah. He passed away since then, yeah.
My great uncle works there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The yeshiva still exists?
Yeah, somebody else. I don't know.
Because at that time it was a one man show, I think. He was the only one. Had a group of boys he gave shiva. Then they were learning chulin. The summer that I visited, they were learning chulin. Okay. So we started yesterday the Mishnah on Chof Beis, on the Beis. It's working on the premise that we have the Pasuk and the Parsha of Shivcha Harufa that has the two Lashonos, Hoftelon of Dosa, Chuv Shalon Nitan Lo. Hoftelon of Dosa, Rashi writes on the Gemara in Gittin, the Stamp Pidyon is the Kesef. So you see that every knight is here to the chayrus haydei kesef. Chuv shalonitan lo is lola meisha that goes on a shtar, just like by isha. Because of lo sefer kris mu the shtar. So there are two ways to free an every knight. And then in Gittin is a machlokes hatanoim. If you mishachar an every knight haydei kesef, does it only cancel the kinyan moment, or does it even cancel the kinyan isa? So we pass in kesef gomer bo. The kesef completes the whole shichur, even cancels the kinyan isa, just like shtar. Cancels both, not like hefka. Mavka rab the yotzah. If you mavka the evakanani yotzah lecheres, but the hefka is not chal on the kinyan iser. That's machlekes Rav Shmuel. So we pass and zorget shechur. But over here, if you mishach the evakanani, that case of yotzah lecheres legamer. So the Mishnah has machlekes hatanoim. The Gemara says shalosh machlekes bedover. That was the Gemara six lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amanav. So just to review again, so one machlekes was: is it a schus for the yevid? She eats me tachas yad rabba lecheres. Can you be mishach of the eved without consulting him by giving aydei cheres? Fine. The other issue was whether you say gita v'yoda boin kecha. Can you be mishach of the eved by giving him the get directly in person? The get isha, you give it a get in person. Because minatora there is no such issue. Kol mashu kamsi isha kana bailos. So minatora The wife can have her own mamonis. That's only a din with the rabbanan. They call mashkan seish kind of violent. It's only for peris nechsem aluv. It's not that if someone gives matana to the wife, it's not that all the whole matana goes to the husband. The husband is entitled to peris nechsem aluv. It's not the same. But by Eved, it's literally, it's a din deraisa. It's called mashkan and kan rabbi goes and gansen to the odon. That's where the big Tosis draws. The Tosis starts on the bottom of Chavav Gimel and Beis, goes the whole Chavdal and Manav. They draw the contrast between Eved and Isha. It's not necessarily totally Zeved. One keeps on putting it together. But the Tosis shows that it's not necessarily totally Zeved. So there's room to argue the point and say that Shtar is Dafka Aydei Acherim, it can't be Aydei Absalom. Okay, so that's what we learned so far. So the Gemara had a shayla. The Gemara had a shayla on the top line, on the last line of Gimel Amud Aleph. Boy, Rabbo, shayla was Reb Shimon Elazar. What does Reb Shimon Elazar think? What did he say that they're asking a shayla? Shimon Elazar, af b'shtar al yedei acherim, lo al dei atzma, because you don't say gita v'yad b'ayin ke'echot, so they get shichah never left, like the Adam will take from his right hand to his left hand. And never left the Rishus of the Marakama that he should be able to say it entered into the Yad of the Yevit. The Gemara has a Shailas, according to Reb Shimon Elazar, he cannot give the Gad Shichur to the Yevit directly. You have to give it Ayidei Acherim based on Zochin. What would he say? Can the Yevit make a Shliach or not? So the Gemara answers, yes, he can make a Shliach. The Gemara asks, but how can it be? It's a Milsa Dio Lamatzi Ovid. That's what the Gemara asks. So Tosfos says such a kasha. There is a din that the get isha has to be written in the Shema. The sefer has to write the get Shema. So let's say the sefer lives in a little village. There are only 10 Jewish families, and he writes a get for each family just in case they want to get divorced. So the Gemara said that's not good. You need tzive habal. Even though the sefer had in mind the Shema, that's not considered the Shema. The Shema means that the Ksivas HaGet is the Tchilas HaGerishin, and Ein Onim B'Gavish Eishes Chaver. I can't write a get for a couple unless the husband asks me, authorized me to. So that's what Ksiva the Shema means. Not the same as baking matzah L'Shema, writing Tfilin L'Shema, making tzitzis L'Shema. That's it, then you inject L'Shema. Here, L'Shema by the get means that this is the Tchilas HaGerishin. Unlike every other shtar, that the Ksivas HaShtar just HaChonas HaChefzeh, with which I'm going to do the kinyan, and the kinyan consists of the tvisas balashtar when you hand it over by get isham by shtar sheikh rabbi kanani by get shtar kiddushin. The three shtars are needed lishma. Lishma means that the ksivas hashtar is the beginning of the kinyan. The kinyan is a composite that consists of the ksiva within the sina together. So the sefer can write gitna for the 10 couples on his own. The baal has to authorize the sefer, so it's considered as if the Baal did the Chilus HaGerushin. Fine. So Tosfos in Gittin has, on Daf Chav Gimel, Tosfos has a big fat. Tosfos 2 days, when the husband authorizes the sefer to write the get, we call it Tzivei HaBaal. Tzivei HaBaal is identical with Shlichus, that Meikar Adin, the Baal has to write the get, and he has to give the get. And if he appoints a Shlich to write it, and he appoints another Shlich to give it, Shluchu Shalom Kemoisa, it's considered as if he wrote it, and he gave it. What do you say? No, for the Mesiris HaGet, you have to appoint a Shaliach. But for the Ksivis HaGet, you don't need a Shaliach, you just need Tzivi HaBal. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. But the Tzivi HaBal by the Ksiva requires Minu Shlichus or not. So we're Machlok. We always have that the husband authorizes the Sefer. Says, I appoint you as a Shaliach, you should write the Get on my behalf. And it's considered Shluchu Shalom Kemos, it's considered as if the husband himself wrote the Get. Fine. But that's 2 days in Tosfos. So Tosfos asks the kasha, what if the husband who wants to divorce his wife is missing his arms? He was in an accident and he doesn't have any arms and he can't write. So how can he appoint this sefer as a shliach to write on his behalf? We have a klal. So Tosfos uses an expression, that's not a problem. His mouth hurts him. That's a loshen that the Gemara has in a different context. He's unable to write a get, that's a technicality, but in principle, he is able to write a get. He is a bal milsa diyula mati ova shalich la mati masha. Means, if you're not a bailam on this, then you can't appoint a shliach. Like we said yesterday, Let's say I want to marry the girl who's in the process of converting, but she didn't convert yet. So I can't, if I'll give her a ring now and say, Hariyat Mukudashis Lilachashetis Gairi. So that's the Mishnah later. That's the Machlokes Armeya Nachachamim. Whether you can make a Kenyan Kiddushin on Dovish Lobol Yom. So we pass and you cannot. So just like I'm not a Bailam to make a Kiddushin on a Dovish Lobol Yom, on a girl who didn't convert yet. So to I'm not a Bailam to appoint a Shliach now. I'll say, the girl's going to convert, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for 2 months, the girl's going to convert in the meanwhile, and I don't want someone else to chapoiz. So I point you as a shliach, you should be mekadosh the girl for me the day that she converts. So the Gemara says, in Nazar, daf yibes, milsa deal amatzi avi shaliach lamatzi mashvi. If you're not a balem to do it yourself, you're not a balem to make a shliach either. Can't appoint a shliach. But over here, the husband is missing arms, it's a technicality, he can't. Tosfos uses that lashon pu mayhu de koyvlo. Gemara says about a different thing. If you can't, Gemara says if in different context, Gemara says you just have a technicality that the person doesn't have hands. You can't write. That's not called milta de ilam matzio. That's what we said yesterday. That milta skinuch is very difficult. He says that how could the reason why the Rambam holds that women are not tied in mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, because if a woman would write the Sefer Torah herself, it would be possible, because they have a pasuk, Chartam Achsaftam, Yidarshim Smuchim, so the woman cannot appoint a shliach to write a Sefer Torah, because Milsa Dio Lamotzi, Ovi Shalech Lamotzi Mash. So the Pashta says that that's difficult. If she'll write a Sefer Torah, it'll be possible, but if she's Mukhiv in the mitzvah, so she's mechuyev to have a man write the Sefer Torah for her. Why? There shouldn't be a problem. So what does the Gemara say over here? So this, you see from the way the Gemara continues, it doesn't mean over here. If you hold like this Tana of Shememar Alaza, that you cannot be Meshachar Nebuchadnezzar by giving the Shtar Shichur directly, because he doesn't believe in Gita V'yada Boin Kechad. So that's a technicality. The Eved doesn't have a Yad yet. And he doesn't believe in Boin Ke'echad. He doesn't believe in Boin Ke'echad. So it's a technicality that you can't be Shachar the Eved by giving the Shtar Shichur directly. But if you give it to someone else, Midin Zochin, it would be good. He holds Shtar Aydei Acherim, it would be good, Midin Zochin El Mishlafon. The Eved says he wants it. Even if you hold like Reb Meir, that it's a Chovu Levet Sheyotzi Mitachas Rab, but that's if you don't know one way or the other. Then Reb Meir holds that it's a Chov, you have no right to say Zochin, without knowledge of whether the Eved is out. What if the Eved says, I'd like to go free? So then he says it's a schus. He makes it into a schus. Then you can say, Zochel Leolam Shleib Efan. So the Gemara says, the Gemara had a shayla, according to Shimon Alozar, can the Eved appoint the Shlich? So the Gemara said, of course he can appoint the Shlich. This is not a violation. And Mil said, Di'iu Lamotzi Ovid, Shalich Lamotzi Mashri. It's a technicality that he doesn't happens that he doesn't have a yad to be mekabel again. But Al Pidin, he is the bailam for the gerushin. He's the bailam for the shichur. He's the one who's becoming free. Of course, he's the bailam on the shichur. The yodon is the das maknan. He's the das kain. He's gaining his shichur. Of course, he's the bailam on the shichur. The Gemara just says. Gemara asked the kasha. Why shouldn't I say mil sadir lamasli over shalich lamati mashi? Where does the Gemara have that? The Gemara has that Shaila. The Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, when a person, a Balabas brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash and he asks the Kohanim to be makriv it. So is that Shlucha Didan or is that Shlucha Derachmana? Do we appoint him as a Shliach? What's the difference whether Shlucha Didan or Shlucha Derachmana? We'll soon talk about the Rashi. So the difference is, let's say a person brings a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and the kohen who's there on charge, it had 24 mishmaras, and every week there was a different mishmar, and every b'nei ha-mishmar for that week were divided into 6 bati ovis, Sunday through Friday, and then Shabbos. Most of the people went home. So all the bati ovis served on Shabbos. Whoever stayed behind took care of the hakrovas hakavanas on Shabbos. So let's say the kohen comes on a Tuesday morning, and he says, I don't like this guy, he's in charge. I don't like him. I don't want him to be makar my karbonis. So if the hakrovas karbonis is based on shluchah didan, I say I don't want him to be my shliach. It's no good. But if you say shluchah derachmana, it doesn't matter what you say. The Baruch Shalom said that the kohanim are makar the karbonis. So it doesn't matter what you say. So So Rav Luna Berry, the Rishua says it has to be Shluch de Rachman. How can it be Shluch de Dan? We can't be Makru de Karbonus. We can't be Makru de Karbonus. But it doesn't, it's not really Devorta Milsa de Olamati of Shalech Lamati Mash. It's not the same as what it means. See, on the side of the Gemara, they don't quote the Gemara in Nozer Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Nozer Daf Yud Beis says, if the man wants to be Mekadosh the Gioris and he appoints a Shliach, that's Milsa Dio Lamatzi Ovi Shaliach Lamatzi Mashri. But over here, it's not that case. It's a different word over here. You can't appoint a Shliach, you're Eina B'Torah. It's a different halacha. That's in the beginning of the second Perek in Kedusha. That's what we said over yesterday. The Gemara has a pasuk by Hafroshos Truman, the end of Parshas Korach. Korach was Ma'ar ala Kahuna. Then at the end of the Parsha, the Torah repeats many of the Chof Talad Matan Skuna. That to be Mechazik, the rights and the privileges of the Kohanim. So the Torah repeats the dinim of Truma and Maisi. Give Truma to the Kohanim, give Maisi Rishon to the Levim. So it says, Kein Tari Magam Atam is Truma Hashem. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is that just like the farmer is mafrish truma gedoyla in Maisa Rishon, when he gives the Maisa Rishon to the Levi has to be mafrish Maisa mina Maisa, that's called Trumas Maisa, and he gives that to the Kohanim. Kein Torim Agam Atem. The Leviim have to also be mafrish, just like the farmer is mafrish Maisa Rishon, the Levi is mafrish Maisa mina Maisa. He can't eat the Maisa Rishon before he takes out Maisa mina Maisa. That's the Pasha Pshat. Kein Torim Agam Atem, you too, the Levim. Not only the farmer has to be mafrish, the Levi has to be mafrish from the Maisa Rishon. And the Torah Sheval Peh has a different drasha. Okay, Gam the Rabbisas HaShliach. It's not Kipshuto. It's an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. That Pasuk is the source of the institution of Shlichas. Then the Gemara says they have the two words, one next to the other. That's a Hekesh. Kein Torim Agam Atem. So if Gam is a reference to the Shliach and Atem is a reference to the Levi, so the Levi can be Mafrish Maisa Mana Maisa, or the Levi can appoint the Shliach to be Mafrish to Maisa Mana Maisa. So you say that the Shliach has to be similar to me in order to say Shliach Shalom to Maisa. So I'm Jewish, the Levi is Jewish, so the Shliach has to be Jewish also. So when my Ma'it Anochri is no good. But Ma'at Anachri is no good. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what do you need a pasuk to be Ma'at Anachri is no good? You can't make him a shliach. Let's say Anachri has a farm in Eretz Yisrael. So the Anachri is not obligated to observe all the Taryag Mitzvah. Only obligated to keep the Sheva Mitzvah in the Nech. What if he wants to volunteer? As an Eina Mitzvah V'yos. So if I want to volunteer, I'm not a Kohen, I'm going to Duchen. I'm going to be Makro Karbonis. You have to have Hech Shekunah for that. You can't Duchen, you can't be Makro Karbonis. Let's say Anisha wants to sit in Sukkah. She has the same Kedushas Yisrael as Anish. She's Pata from sitting in Sukkah if she wants to. So the Gemara says she gets Schar. Machlek is whether you get more Schar, less Schar. Mitzvah, yes, you get more Schar, less Schar. So the Ran, at the end of the first Perek in Kedusha, the Ran says from the fact that the Gemara has a Machlek is whether you get more Schar, less Schar, the Eina Mitzvah, yes, so you see that there is Schar, you see that there is a Kiyama Mitzvah. It's not the same, I'm going to volunteer to Duchen, I'm going to volunteer to be Makro Korbanos. I'm going to volunteer not to be Metam El Mesa. I'm not a Kohen, it doesn't fit in for me. But if a woman volunteers to observe Sukkah and Lulav, so there is a Kiyum. So the Shal is, what if a Nochri wants to volunteer to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisus? Is that Chal? So that's a Machlekes Satanoim. In the beginning of the second paragraph, that's a Machlekes Satanoim. If a Nochri can volunteer as an Ein and Mitzvah Yosef, if Pashto says that he should be able to volunteer, yeah, why is that the Pashto's? Why is the Pasha that he can? So they quote from Rav Galvav HaSalavetchik that he said because there's a pasuk in Chumash that says that you're not allowed to be makriv a korban that's a balmum, and then it says even if a nochri was magdish a korban yad benecher lo sakrive. Even if a Nochri volunteered, a Nochri wants to make a Boma outside of the Beis HaMikdash, wants to be Malik Korbanos HaShemayim. He's permitted to be Makrev a Boma, as long as it's not Mechusar Eva. Mechusar Eva, the Gemara says, he's not allowed to be Makrev. That's a Gemara of Avodah Zarah in the first paragraph. So Taisa says, what Avera is the Yaver? What Avera is the Yaver? If it's not from the Shemayim, it's not, what is the Yaver? It's a problem. So Taisus episode gives an answer, and the Abne Miluim and Abne Ezer is not happy with the answer. But Akopan, the Gemara says, if a Nochri wants to volunteer to be Makriv a Korban L'Shamayim, that's fine. He can be Makriv a Balmum, but he can't be Makriv a Mechuzarev. We have the concept of Mechuzarev by Oifus, because it only says, the Gemara says, Tamas was Zachas by Behemus, when Tamas was Zachas by Oifus. The son Korbanot have to dafke be a Zachar, a Noila has to be a Zachar, and a Chatas has to be in a Kevel. The Shlom could be a Zachar or in a Kevel. So what about Oila Soif and Chatas Soif? The Oila Soif has to be a Zachar, the Chatas Soif has to be in a Kevel. The Gemara says, no. By Behemus it says Zachar, and by Oila it says in a Kevel, by Chatas. By Oifus it never says. So the din is that it doesn't make a difference. So biologically there's a big difference between a male and a female. But in Korbanot, by the Oila Soif and the Chatas Soif, it does make a difference. And the din, Tamim the Ratzon, that it has to be Tamim if it's a Balmum, is not acceptable. So that din only applies to Behemoth, doesn't apply to Oifus. There's no institution of Balmum by Oifus. But the Gemara says if it's a Mechusar Eva, then it's no good. That's what the Gemara means. Tamas Vizachris by Behemoth, the din of Behemoth Tmima. That if Mum passels, if it's a Mum Kavu, you can be Poida, and even if it's only a Mum Oiva, you can't be Makar of it. So the whole din of Mum, the whole institution of Mum, Mum Kavu, Mum Oiva, only applies to Behemoth. By Oifus, there's no din of Mum, and you can never be paid an oif. If someone was marked the Shechatus oif and oil, so if he gets a Mum, you can't be paid. If it'll be Mechusar Eiver, that's a different psul. It's not that it's a bigger Mum, it's not that it's, basically there's a din of Mum, and by Behemoth even a smaller Mum, and by oif it's only Mechusar Eiver. It's Beferish and Mechusar Eiver is a different psul. The Rambam quotes a different pasuk. Rav Chaim Ella points out in his Sefer Mitzvos LaRambam. The Rambam quotes a different pasuk than Mechusar Eiver is pasul by Yoifus. He quotes the pasuk Hakaveh Nalafechasecha Yirtzul Hayisuf Anecha. That it's not the Bekovet Dida. It's not clearly the Beferish. It's not a din of Mum, but it's a different degree of Mum. It's a totally different din. Mechusar Eiver is a different din. So one might have thought that just like a Nochri is permitted to make his own Bomer, the Nochri is not Muzar on Shchut Yechutz. He's not Jewish. He doesn't have an Yisr Shchut Yechutz. He's allowed to bake a Bomer whenever he wants, even Bizman, Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam. He's allowed to be Makar Korbanos L'Hashemayim. He can't volunteer a Chatas and Oshem, or a Korban Pesach. That's not Bo Ben Eder in a Dova. He can only bring a Korban, that's Bo Ben Eder in a Dova. Noila and a Shlomim, he can be Magdash. A makriv the shlomim is a different story. What do you do with it? But he can whatever is bob and eder and adava, he can donate. So we learn out from that pasuk. So the pasuk says, even though a nochri is permitted to bring a balmum on a bomo, there's no iser shchut echutz, and there's no iser balmum for the nochri only b'chusar eva. But if he brings his oilo shlomim to the beis hamikdash and has a mum, you're not allowed to be makriv. That's the pasuk. So you see from the whole parsha that a Nochri has the ability to be Makdish Korbanos. A Nochri is a Bar Haflah. That's the premise of the whole parasha. A Nochri is a Bar Hachi to be Mafrish Korbanos. So because a Nochri, the Pasuk is Marba, that a Nochri is a Bar Hachi of Haflah, Ish Ki Afli Linda Neder. Haflah means to be, cause something to be Chalei De Dibur. So Haflah is by Hakdoshas Korbanos, Haflah is by Kabbalas Naziris, Haflah is by taking a neder, and Haflah is also by Hafrashas from Samaisas. So once you have a pasuk that says that a Nochri can be Magdish Korbanos, that's a Chiddush, I would have thought that he's not in the Parsha at all. So the Parsha says that a Nochri is Mafish Korbanos Itzchaf, and he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and Oilu Shlomim, we can be Makriv it if it doesn't have a Mum. So one might have thought, that's what the Biskrov says, one might have thought that just like he's a Bar HaFloah for the purpose of being Magdish Korbanos, he should be a Bar HaFloah that he could be Mafrish Chumas HaMaisis as well. So that's what the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim beginning at the second Perek in Kedushin. Welcome to Mishnah from Chumas. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim whether a Nochri could be Mafrish Chumas HaMaisis. And the Tanu says, no, it's based on a Pasuk. Mirei Yisrael. Dabeel B'nei Yisrael Matal Mirei Yisrael V'loh Akum. The Svarach Ritzayna, if not for the Miut, the Svarach Ritzayna would have been that a Nochri can be Mafrish, Trumas HaMaisvus, because you see from the Pesukim that is a Barachi of Afloa, to be Mafrish Karbonis, of Oilo Shlomim. Whatever is not Bob and Edwin and Dov, he's not Mechuyev. Chatzis and Anoshim and a Korban Pesach, he can't volunteer. Even a Jew can't volunteer it. It's not Bob and Edwin and Dov. whatever is Bob and Edmund Adama. So the Pasuk said, just like a Jew can be mafresh it, optional. So Nochri can also. I would have thought that once you're mafresh the Nochri is a bar haflot, you should be able to be mafresh Chumas and Maisach. So the Pasuk has, so it's a machlekes hatanaim, where they say Nochri cannot be mafresh. The Gemara says, according to the Tana, machlekes Shimon and Chachamim. So according to the Tana, that a Nochri cannot volunteer, even though he can volunteer to be mafresh Karbonis, but he cannot volunteer to be mafresh Chumas and Maisach. If he already cannot, so the Gemara says, so what do you need a pasuk to say that he cannot serve as a shliach? Atem gam atem. So the two words are one next to each other. Atem is the mishalech, and the gam is the shliach. So you say it's a hekish because the two words are the same pasuk, one next to the other. Matem b'nei bris, ab shluchachem b'nei bris. Just like you're Jewish, so the shliach has to be Jewish as well. He can't say shluch shalom kemoisa. It's not kemosa. He's a goy and I'm a Jew. So there's no kemosa. Morgan Avram quotes from the Masses Binyamin, one of the early Chubas from, that a goy can appoint another goy as a shliach, because it's kemoso. A Jew has to appoint a Jew. A Jew cannot have a goy serve as a shliach. A goy cannot have a Jew serve as a shliach. But a goy can appoint another goy as a shliach. That's the shaila in Hilchos Pesach, when we have an institution of Mechiras Chometz. So what if the goy who wants to buy the chametz can't show up? He's busy, and he sends a goy as a shliach. The goy sends a goy as a shliach to buy the chametz on his behalf. Can a goy appoint a goy? So the Magen Avraham quotes this entertaining Masses Binyamin. The question is, it right or not? It's an einfach. He says the reason why a goy cannot serve as a shliach or appoint a shliach because he needs shluch shalom kemoisa. They have to be on the same level. But if they're both Jews or they're both goyim, then it is good. Okay. So again, so the Gemara asks, why do you need a pasuk atem gam atem to say you cannot appoint a goy as a shliach to be mafresh trumas? That's the context of that parsha, is about the lady being mafresh ma'isa mena ma'isa, either in person atem or gam the rabbis or shliach. The lady will appoint a shliach. So the lady cannot appoint a goy as a shliach to be mafresh. So the Gemara says, of course not. The goy is ain't a b'toras. If you all like that tana that a goy cannot even volunteer to be mafresh trumas, whoever is not b'toras. Whoever is not b'toras cannot serve as a shliach. Cannot make a shliach, cannot serve as a shliach. The Gemara, in fact, has a discussion. Let's say a man wants to divorce his wife by the shliach. So the Baal is going to send an isha to serve as his shliach to give a get. Or the isha who wants to be mekabel the get, or mekabel kiddushin, same thing, the isha will appoint a man to be mekabel the get for her. The Isha will appoint a man to be Mekabel Kiddushin for her. So the Gemara says, is that Yeshna B'Toras or Eina B'Toras? A woman is not B'Toras giving a get. And a man is not B'Toras receiving a get. A woman is not B'Toras being the Kaddish. And a man is not B'Toras becoming Miskadesh. So the Gemara says, nah, that's called Yeshna B'Toras. Men and women have Kiddushin. Men and women have Kiddushin. So that's called Yeshna B'Toras. It doesn't have to be B'Toras, this particular thing. As long as the Yeshna B'Toras get me Kiddushin. But you cannot, even though an Eved, we darshan Atem Gam Atem, the Rabbi says, Shliach Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchach B'nei Bris, the Shliach has to be a Jew. What if the Shliach is an Eved K'naini? So the din is that an Eved K'naini can't be a Shliach. Eved K'naini can't be a Shliach. And the Eved K'naini can also function as Zochan Adam Shalai B'Fonov. You have the Gemara. We had the Gemara 10 lines from the top on Chav Gimel on the base. Nirim Hadvarim would appear. Bryce it. Tani, Nirim Hadvarim. Sho'evin mekabel gita shol chaver, miyad rabba shol chaver, avu lo miyad rabba shaloi. If I want to be mishakra my Evik 90, I can give the get to someone else's Evik 90, and he'll be zeicha on behalf of my Evik 90. If I give it to my other Evik 90, I have two avodin k'nai, one I want to free and one I want to keep. So I'll give the shtar shechre to the one I want to keep. And I'll say, you be zeicha this shtar shechre on behalf of the other eved k'nai. So the Gemara says, it's like putting the shechre from my right hand to my left hand. It never left the reshus of the avodin. So if I give the get shechre to my eved k'nai, it's like putting into my left hand. It never left my reshus. But if I put the get shechre liyad eved k'nai shel chavero, not the Abaknani Shali, the Abaknani Shalaber. So that's good. So you see the Ferish from the Gemara that an Eved can serve as a Shliach. There's no problem. An Eved can serve as a Shliach, and therefore an eved can serve as zochem liadam shleib lefanov. The Gemara says an azel neshech, that since a nochri cannot serve as a shliach, so a nochri cannot have a shliach, cannot serve as a shliach, so the nochri doesn't have the parsha of zochem either. Zochem liadam shleib lefanov. That's what Rashi and Tosafot hold. That's chiyum mitam shlichus. That's a big machlekes, but it's chiyum mitam shlichus. But Rashi and Tosafot said the simple meaning of that Gemara and azel neshech is that chiy is a form of shlichus. Usually you have to appoint the person as a shlich. But if you know it's l'tayvasa, he would benefit by having me act as his shlich, so I can function as his shlich, even though he didn't ask me to do it. So in Umdar the Mukhada, he would have asked me to do it, so that's chiyah mitam shlichus. So Gemara is beferish that in Ebi Kanayni, you do apply zachen le'adam shlai b'fanav. So therefore, Ebi Kanayni can serve as a shlich. So the Gemara says, yeah, but now he cannot be a shlich by git mekidush. But since Ebi Kanayni doesn't have tfis en kiddush and tofs in Ebi Kanayni, shud lachem poem achamor amadai malachamor. So just like behemoths don't have an institution of marriage, Ebi Kanayni doesn't have an institution of marriage, not with a Jew, not with a goy, not with a shivcha kanayinis. There's no tfisus issues at all by the Ebi Kanayni. Shud lachem poem achamor. So since the Ebi Kanayni is ain't a betoris git min kiddushim, so he cannot serve as a shliach for git min kiddushim. But Anisha and Anisha can serve. That's what we once discussed. The Gemara says in Ksulas Daf Yud Aleph Ger Katan Matbil Lemosa Adas Bezn. That the Gemara says it's based on Zochel Yadam Shlai Bufana. The Bezn does the Milah and the Tefillah on the baby. A couple doesn't have children, so they want to adopt a non-Jewish baby. They want to convert the baby. So the Bezn converts the baby based on the principle of Zochel Yadam Shlai Bufana. So usually Zochel Yadam Shlai Bufana means I give you a matana. You're kind of for the other person. So you're doing zochin on two things. You're doing zochin. He doesn't know anything about it. So you're granting the das for the kinyan. You're making the maisa hagbo. You're making the maisa kinyan. Here by the ger katan, we're mal the baby himself and we're toivel a baby in the mikveh. So you don't need zochin for the maisa hageris. You're doing the maisa hageris on the ger. You only need zochin for the das. For the das ger, because the baby doesn't know what's happening as an infant. So the bezdin does the zochin for him. So the Avnei Nezer asked the Kasha, but the Gemara says you can only say Zochin. By Nochri, you don't say Zochin. You can't say Zochin. Because he's... whenever there's no Shlichas, there's no Zochin. And the Gemara says you can't be a Shlich unless a Yeshna B'Toiras. So he said, the Avnei Nezer is bothered with the Kasha. Jews are in a B'Toiras Gerus. A Jew can't be a Megar. A Jew is in a B'Toiras Gerus. The Gemara said, a man can appoint a woman as a shliach to give the get and to give kiddushin. A woman can appoint a man, because the yeshna b'toris get in kiddushin. They have, it doesn't have to be yeshna b'toris kabbalah saget. Yeshna b'toris get is good, yeshna b'toris kiddushin is good. But, but a nevekaini doesn't have, issues at all. So a nevekaini can't serve as a shliach. He can serve as a shliach for other things, but he cannot serve. He can serve as a shliach for kabbalah saget, but he cannot serve as a shliach for kiddush and a gittin. So the Avnei Nezer is bothered with Akasha. How can the bezdin? How can we apply zochin liadam shlai b'fanav on gerus? Which Jewish people are yesh l'mataris gerus? You have to have dafke gerim. Who underwent gerus? Dafke gerim.
Can we say Dafka, you can't use Gerim for...
Questionable whether you can use Gerim for the Bezn of Gerus, right? It's a serious question. Rabbi Willig just called me up half an hour ago. He's writing a long Dartara about that topic now. He's working on that topic, whether Bezn from Gerim could be Gerim themselves. Yeah, it's a very sharp idea. It's always very sharp. Yeah. So the Avnei Nezer raises the question, how can the Jews do Zochin Le'od Meshleh B'Fanov? By Geirus, no Jew has Yeshna B'Toras Geirus. So he says, just like by a get, the woman can appoint a man to be her shliach. The man can appoint a woman to be his shliach. You don't need that it should be Yeshna B'Toras Kabbalah Saget, Yeshna B'Toras Nesina Saget, Yeshna B'Toras Git. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that the role of the Bezdin by Geirus is not similar. Something... The Bezdin by Geirus is like Eidus L'Kiyum Adava by wedding. So here you have to have a Bezdin L'Kiyum Adava. You have to have a Bezdin watching. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that it's not correct. The Bezdin Geris plays an active role in the Maisa Geris. They're Mekabel the Ger. The Ger is joining the Jewish people, and the Bezin is representing either the Rebbeinu Shalom or representing Klal Yisrael to accept the Ger. Let's say a boy and a girl want to get married, and there are two Eidim, and they say, here, Hariyat Mekodesh, are you watching? They say, we're watching, but we don't think it's a good idea you should get married. We don't agree on the Shidduch. It doesn't matter whether the Eidim agree, they don't agree. They have Eidim Slakim Adover, it's Chal. But by Geirus, that's what Rabbi Shula Kutna writes in a Sefer on Choshe Mishpah, Yeshuvas Yisrael. So he writes, by Geirus, the Geirus is going to jump into the lake, it's going to be Toivel. He already had a meal of the Shem Geirus, now he wants to be Toivel in the mikveh. And he said, and there are three rabbis there sitting on the beach, and they're on vacation. And he says, I want you to be the Bezdin, and you should watch the way I'm Toivel in the mikveh, the Shem Geirus. And they say, we don't want to get involved, we don't want to be part of the Bezdin. So he has a raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin later by Dovish Lobel. He has a raya from the Gemara that it's not valid. That it's not the same as Eidus Lekim Adava by wedding. The Bezdin by Geris plays an active role. They have to be Mekabel Ager. Either they represent Klal Yisrael or they represent the Rebbeinu Shalom, one or the other, being Mekabel Ager. So that's what Avnei Nezer also assumes like that. That the Bezdin plays an active role. It's not just like Eidus Lekim Adava. He needed Bezdin Lekim Adava. The Bezdin is Mekabel Ager. So just like we say, a woman is Yeshdin B'Torah's Gittin, both to receive the get and to give the get, a woman can serve as a shliach of the Baal to give the get. Even though women are not B'Torah's giving Gittin, but women are B'Torah's Gittin. So the one who's going to do the Zochin has to be the Bezdin. Gerkat Madbi L'mos Adaz Bezdin doesn't mean you need a Bezdin when the Ger is Teufel in the Mikveh. No, you need a Bezdin to do the Zochin. Because any other Jew is not B'Torah's Geirus. The only Jewish people are B'Torah's Geirus are the Bezin. The Bezin are B'Torah's accepting the get. So they can act as a Zochin on behalf of the Geir to become the Geir. Acting over here, Fakert. Since Bezin usually is B'Torah's Kabbalah's Geirim, they can act on behalf of Kal Yisrael to accept the Geir. So here they can act on behalf of the Geir Kotna, the Tinoik, the infant, is to grant the Das Geiris that they want him to become a Geir.
According to the Rif in Yevamos that says you don't need a Bezdin by Geiris, how does he become part of Klal Yisrael?
The Rif sounds like he holds that the Bezdin is not Miyakev.
Yeah, the Meir quotes him like that as well.
Yeah. We don't accept that Rif. We hold that the Bezdin is Likuva. Yeah. All the Rishonim asked in Kasha. But the Gemara says you need a Bezdin, and the other Gemara sounds like Milo Tovla Lenidusa, a non-Jewish woman converted, and there never was a Bezdin, but all the people in the neighborhood know that she goes to Mikveh every month. So the Gemara says that that's a good Geiris. So Tosafos says, how is it a good Geiris? There's no Bezdin of three men watching when the woman goes to Mikveh. She goes to Mikveh at night. They don't have men in the Bezdin. So the Rif answers this theory by saying the Bezdin just L'chatchil is not Miyake B'rievet. But the other Rishonim holds not so. We don't follow that Rif. Rav Soloveitchik said you should maybe be machmeh for the Rif. We have sometimes like this, let's say a person was very, a non-Jew, was very serious and sincere, and they converted by a reformer, by a conservative Bezdin. But they really were gung-ho about Shmiras HaMitzvah. They just didn't realize that this is not about the Bezdin. They went to Bezdin, HaNat Shem Shabbos, they don't keep Tashas, the rabbis are not Maminim. So later on, when the Ger decides that he wants to convert by the Orthodox, should he say a bracha or not? Maybe the first Geris was valid. If there was a bona fide Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah the first time, the only thing is that there was no Bezin, so we treat it as if it's a Suffolk Geris. We don't treat him like a Goy Gomer. Treat it as if it's a Suffolk Geris. Maybe the din is like that pshat in the Rif. Yeah. I don't know. You're going to have a problem. According to the Rif, you're going to have a problem. But the Avnei Nezer is working on the assumption, like the regular Rishon, the way it's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Bezdin is Li'ikuva.
There's a Suffolk Eros. Would you make him do everything again? Mila, Tvila, Kvaz, Omitos,
Holwork? No, the Mila he did L'Shem Geiris originally. Mila was done L'Shem Geiris, so you don't have to repeat that. If he did a Mila, some of the Reform, when they convert, they don't even do a Bris Mila. I told over the story, you know, that there was, I told it somewhere recently, that there was a boy who was a student in Rabbi Fulda's class, this Amisa from 40 years ago, I think.
Who's Rabbi Fulda.
He's probably the oldest faculty member in the yeshiva now. He's older than me. He's, must be in his late 80s? I don't know. Maybe not so old. So he taught for many years in IBC or JSS or something. So one of the boys asked him, many 40 years ago, he should be Mesayid Kiddush in his wedding. So he said, fine. Then the boy told him he was a ger. He was converted by Lubavitch in Honolulu. So a week before the wedding, he asked them exactly how did they do the conversion. So he said, the Maaser Shohei was first he converted by reform somewhere. And then he realized that that's all a fraud. So then he went to the Lubavitch and they converted him. When he converted by the reform, he never had a bris milah. So the conversion was for sure wasn't chal, he was a goy gomer. So when he went to the Lubavitch, first they were toivel him in a mikveh, and then they did the bris milah afterwards. So that's not proper. The Gemara says first you're supposed to do the bris milah, and only afterwards you do the tefillah in the mikveh. And that's a machlekes in the Rishonim. What if you reverse the order? What if you were toivel in the mikveh before you did the bris milah? Machlekes, but you have to repeat the tefillah in the mikveh. So because of the machlekes, so the Shach writes in Yeridah and Hilchas Gerus, you repeat the tefillah in the mikveh, believe bracha. So because they did it wrong in Honolulu, they had him first be toivel in the mikveh, then he had the bris milah. So Rabbi Fulda had him be toivel in the mikveh again, believe bracha, like the Shach said, because of the machlekes. So the poor boy had to convert three times until he finally became Jewish. The third time he did it right.
But the milah that they did in Honolulu was the Vatik.
Yeah, the milah was good. The milah was done by a Jewish mohel, a shame geirus. That's good. Yeah. What happens often in New York is that a non-Jewish woman is married to a Jewish man. Then they have the baby. The baby is not Jewish. Then they call a mohel. He should do a bris milah. The mohel didn't even think that it's a non-Jewish baby. So the mohel is called to do a bris. So he does a bris. But it's a Goyisha baby. So that's a Shaila. The bris milah was done l'shem mitzvah, wasn't done l'shem geirus. Is that later on, if that baby wants to convert, do you have to repeat to do atavs dan bris? Or do you say no? Since the bris was done l'shem mitzvah milah, so there's no need to repeat. So Rav Soloveitchik paskin based on a Ramban and Yerom is that you don't have to repeat it. And most of the paskim hold like that. Because there's one Hungarian person who said not so. That's why the Minchas Yitzchok says it's no good. Because he always follows the Hungarian pastor. Menchas Yitzchak was from Kleinbadein, or Grossbadein, whatever, from Hungarian village. So he always goes with the Hungarian pastor. But Ruba the Ruba of the pastor, see, Pesach Frank, most of the pastor say that it's good. Even if the milah was not done the shame Geirus, as long as it's done the shame Itzel, which is often an issue in New York.
If we need Yishin B'Til Ras in order to do Zachin, how does the Gemara know that an Eved can do Zachin with a Shah Shechor? The Gemara just assumes it, but what was the Gemara's
mantra? Yeah, the Eved is Yeshna B'Toras, yeah.
What
he himself can become Mishtachreir. His Adon may give him Mishtachreir.
But that wasn't what the Gemara said. When the Gemara asked for, how do we know an Eved is Yeshna B'Toras, we said the Gemara did bring a broader raya because an Eved can do Zachin. But how did the Gemara know that an Eved can do Zachin? You still need Yeshna B'Toras for Zachin.
He is B'Toras. Is the Torah's get shichur? His Adon can give him a shtar shichur, he'll be yotze lecherah. So therefore, he's considered yeshna b'toras, even the Gabi freeing some another of it.
So why did the Gemara just give that answer instead of giving the Zachin case? When the Gemara
well, that's a brisa. They have to quote a source that it's acceptable. So they quote the Tanya. You have a brisa that says so. Near Madram would appear, she'evet mekabal gito shochaver mi'arab shochaver, velo mi'arab shalatzmo. My Adon is going to give me, so it's like putting the shtar shichur from his right hand to his left hand. If the Adon gives me a shtar shichur, I should be yotze lecheres, then there's a machlekes where they say gita v'yada bon keechad. We do say gita v'yada bon keechad. But if he gives me a shtar shichur, I should remain an Eved Kneini. If he gives me a shtar shichur, I'm to free a different Eved. So the Adon gives his own Eved a shtar shichur to be zechur for a different Eved. So it's like putting from his right hand to his left hand. The Shtar Shichur never left the Rishus of the Odom, Rishus of the Marakama. So never entered. You have to have Vinosam V'yoda, you have to have Achnosa Rishus of Marabasra. It never left the Rishus of the Marakama. So again, so the Din, whoever is Zayin B'Tor, Milsa Dio Lamotzi Avishlech Lamotzi Mashvei, that Gemara Nozir Daf Yud Beis, that means if you're not a Bailim to do it, let's say if you're Nikta Yodo, that's not called Eina B'Toras. You can appoint, the husband can appoint the Shliach to write a get, even though he's not able to write. That's not a problem. And then he is able to write. And Metzias, that's not called Eina B'Toras.
I thought Rabbi says the word that when that the Mila by Geirus is Tosefes Kedusha. Isn't there a Mila Tosefes Kedusha by when they do Bris Mila? So if that's true, then if there was Mila when he was 8 days old, the Shem Mitzvah, but the whole thing was a toast, and he wants to convert later on. Does that mean that all the while he had a bit of Kedusha? Or?
No, no. Nothing. He wasn't Jewish. But if you do a Mila, Rav Soloveitchik thought, let's say I go in the street, I take an Ochri, and I tie him down, and I do a Bris Mila L'Shem Geirus. And he's screaming bloody murder, he doesn't want. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Mila L'Shem Geirus would be Chal. He wouldn't be considered an Oral. The Gemara says, if a non-Jew does circumcision, he's still considered an Oral. But if a non-Jew does a Bris Mila L'Shem Geirus, then he's not considered an Oral. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, for that you don't need Das Geirus. The Geir doesn't have to agree. If I'll take a goy and do a bismillah balkorchoi, l'shem geirus, he won't become a geir balkorcha, but he won't be called an oral anymore, since the milah was done. So on the baby, that's not an issue. How do you mal the baby? How do you do the milah on the baby? You don't need zochen on the milah. Gerkat mad bilamos on the tefillah, do you need the das geirus on the tefillah? On the milah, you don't need. The milah, you don't need. You can do it. So if the milah is done, the shem is also, he's still a goy, but he's not called an oral anymore. Since if you either do the Mila of the Shem Mitzvah, you do the Mila of the Shem Geirus, same thing, the Nochri is not considered an oral anymore. That's a big shaila. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk that a Geir Tzarech Shloisha, Mishpat Ksibbe, when you're Megayer a Nochri, you have to have a Bezin present. And we assume that it's even Leikuva. Not like that. Mashmos and the Rif, that it's only Lechatchila. I would say the Rif never said it. Okay, but even if the Rif did say, we don't accept that opinion. So the Shan Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes. What if you did the Mila on the Ger, not in the presence of the Bezin of three? Is that me'akev? So we pass on lechatchila that even the Mila should be done in the presence of three, but by the evidence, not me'akev. As long as the Tvila was done. Why? Because the Mila, we assume, is not really a Maisa Geris. The din is that an oral cannot become a gear. So as long as the mila was done either l'shem mitzvah or l'shem geirus, so the nochri is no longer called an oral. He doesn't have to have das geirus at that time. You need a mishpat ksibbe, a maisa geirus, you need a bezin present at the time that he goes the maisa geirus. We assume that the mila is not really a maisa geirus. It's not that the mila and the tefila together make him a gear. The tefillah makes him a ger. The mila is an ikuf. An oral cannot become a ger. An oral cannot become a ger. But it's not that the mila is a maisa geris. So that's why we, lechatchila, it's proper to have a bezdan b'shas mila, because there are some shonim hold that that's also ma'akev. But the b'dievet, it's not ma'akev. Even if there was no bezdan b'shas mila, or the bezdan didn't realize, they were doing a bris mila, they thought it's a mila shal mitzvah. Nobody there realized that the mother is not Jewish, and the mila is l'shem geirus. So no one had in mind at all. So the din is that that's not called a bezin. Bezin is only if the bezin realizes that they're participating in a geirus. So the din is that p'diyeva that would be good. The bezin is not me'akev by the mila. Rav Soloveitchik has this in a footnote when he delivered the hesped for his uncle Rav Dovla Soloveitchik. So in the middle of the hesped, he spoke about the halachas. So one of the halachas that he spoke about was this, about the role of Mila in Geirus. So he showed this, machlokes harishonim, whether the bezin is nikuva by the Mila. So again, so the Gemara had this suffix in Yuma. The Gemara Daf Yotes has a suffix. The Mishnah in Yuma says that during the period of the Bai Sheni, there were times that the Beis HaMikdash was run by the Tzdukim, and they were makariv the Karbonis in an improper fashion. No one was Yotze. And one of the shtick that the Tzdukim had with Man Bai Sheni was that they would do the Seder Havoida differently on Yom Kippur. They would put the Ketores on the Gecholim before the Kohen Gadol walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then it's supposed to put it on the Gecholim when he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So there would be Mishana the Seder. So the practice used to be that later, when the Chachamim kicked out the Tzdukim from the Beis HaMikdash, and they had religious, they had Orthodox Kohanim doing the Avodah, so it would be Mashbir the Kohen Gadol. Shluchei Bezdin, the Bezdin HaGadol, would say, we're Mashbir you, the Kohen Gadol, you should do the Avodah properly, You are Shluchenu Ushluch Bezdin. You are the Shliach of Klal Yisrael to do the Avodah. So the Gemara says, really? The Kohen who does the Hakrovas HaKamonis is the Shliach of Klal Yisrael, but that's a Shaila. Where the Kohen Shluch Adidan is Shluch Adirachmona. We pass, and it can't be Shluch Adidan, it has to be Shluch Adirachmona, because Meika Midi, Danana Matzin Abdin, Vim Matzi Abdin. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean Shluchenu. It doesn't mean you're a Shliach. He just said, where Mashbi are you? He didn't say that line, even though it says in the Mishnah that you are Shluchenu, you are Ashliach. Gemara says, no, he's not Ashliach. So what was the Shaila, whether the Kohanim and the Makor Karbonis are the Shlucha Didan or Shlucha Dirachmanis? So Tosfos says that Afkamina is, a guy brings a Karbon to the Beis HaMikdash on a regular Tuesday, and the Kohanim are there from that Mishmar, from that Beis Av, and he sees the guy, the Balabos, he says, I don't want him to be Makor the Karbon. So then they say, we don't care what you want. We're running the Beis HaMikdash the way we want. And the Kohen is Makrevin. He's screaming, I don't want him to be Makrevin. So if he has to be Shluch Adidan, I say, I don't want him to be Mashliach. So the Hakrovas HaKavonis won't be kosher. So the Gemara says, it's not true. It's Shluch Adirachman, it's not Shluch Adidan. It can't be Shluch Adidan. Because I'm a B'Torah. How can I have a day over here? I'm not a Kohen. I can't. But then there's another Gemara in the Dorim, on Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara has the exact same Shaila, and there it's in Ibaid Deloiv Shita. What's the Nafkamina in the Dorim? So in the Dorim, it's not the same Nafkamina as in Yuma Daf Yutes. In the Dorim, the Shaila is like this. The Mishnais have an institution. People used to, I don't know, people still do that today. People used to get angry at each other, and used to be Madar Hanor. The two kinds of neder. I can take a neder, I will not eat potato chips, and I can take a neder, you should not eat my potato chips. I can't take a neder for you that you can't eat any other potato chips. I'm not a balabas on you, I'm not a balabas on the other potato chips. But I'm a balabas on myself, I can take a neder, I will never eat potato chips, even potato chips that weren't baked yet. The potatoes didn't grow yet. It's a dovish laboli oilam, but I'm a balabas on myself, I exist, I take a neder, I will not eat potato chips for the next 100 years, okay? Then I can make a neder on my potato chips that do exist, I ask the potato chips on you. So we used to have an institution of Hamuda Hanor Mechaver. A guy takes a neder, I will not get Hanor from Pliny, I will not let him get Hanor from me. Hamader Hanor, Hamuda Hanor. Haven't heard in recent years that people do that, but in the days of the Tanaim, people would get angry at each other. So the Mishnah has that there are different ways to violate Muda Hanor. So one way is, I ask the potato chips on you, and then you take my potato chips. So you're getting Hanor from me. You're taking my thing. Then there's another way, let's say, either you took a neder not to get Hanor from me, or I took a neder not to be Mahan at you, and then you asked me to do you a favor. For example, you don't know how, it's Rosh Hashanah, you don't know how to blow shofar. So yes, me, can I please do you a favor? I should blow shofar for you. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that we pass the mitzvah slavli honas nitnu. If you took a neder not to get hanor from me, so a kima mitzvah is lavli honas, that's not considered getting hanor from me. So if I'm the Bapakei in shul, and you took a neder not to get hanor, and you happen to be 500 people in the shul, and you're standing in the shul, outside the shul, whatever, I'm Moitzi whoever wants. So that's not a violation of Muda Hanor. You don't have to go to a different shul because I'm the Baal Tekeya. You're being Yotze the Mitzvah, it's not considered a violation of getting Hanor. It's not Muda Hanor. But in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Rishonim on the Gemara, but if you're at home and you ask me to please come and blow specifically for you, then Shlichus HaKavod. Then I'm doing a taiva for you. So that's a violation of Muda Hanor. It's not to be taken literally shlichus hakavod, what the Baal Tekeya is, the shliach of the person who's listening. Doesn't mean he's a shliach. We use the term shlichus hakavod with respect to Muda Hanor, that if I do a taiva on your behalf, so that's considered a violation of Muda Hanor. So the Gemara has the shaila there in Adorim. A person took this balabas to Kanet and not to get Hanor from Ploy the Koyen. Then he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Pliny is in charge today. He's makriv the karbanos. So am I allowed to bring the karban to the Beis HaMikdash? He's going to be makriv it on my behalf. I bring a chatas, a shlamim, an oila, whatever. I took a neder, a machuyev. He's going to be makriv it. So So it's not a violation of Amud HaMora because he's fulfilling a mitzvah. That's mitzvah Zavihonis Nitim. But I'm asking, is it considered as if the Kohen who does the Hakrovas HaKorban is doing it on my behalf or not? So that's what the Tosis and Yuma has the Lashon. Tosis says, how come there in the Dorim it's in Ibayid Leif Shita? Where the Kohen is Shlucha Derachmana, Shlucha Didan. Here the Gemara says it has to be Shlucha Derachmana, it can't be Shlucha Didan, because he's all about Shlucha Didan. Mi'ikam Mi'idanan la'matzin abdin, v'inam matzi, how can it be? So it has to be Shlucha Derachmana. So the Gemara proved it from Rabbi Shua ben Levi's logical, Rahuna Beid Rabbi Shua's logical argument. How come the Gemara and the Dorm leaves it as an Ibayid Leif Shita? So Tosis gives one answer. That's the style of the Gemara. They try to be pushed the Shaila from Mishnayos or Brises. They could be pushed from Rambuna Bayadu Rabbi Shua. That's an Amor. So they're trying to see is there an earlier source. So the Gemara in the Dharma said, Ibayid Leif Shita, you can't be pushed from an earlier source. From the later source is Taka and Ibayid Leif Shita. Okay, that's the one suggestion. And then the Tosis in Yuma gives another answer. Tosis says like this. That the Gemara knew all along, the Kana Mashlucha de Rahman, it can't be Shlucha de Dam, because Mika Midi, Anan Le'avdinan, Dinata Abdi, how can it be, Eina B'Torahs. So it must be Shlucha de Rahman. But for the Gemara was specific, maybe it's also Ktsas Shlucha de Dam. What do you mean? Maybe it's both. In addition to being Shlucha de Rahman, it's also Shlucha de Dam. In what sense? To violate Muda Hanoa. To violate Muda Hanoa. Whenever I do something on your behalf, it's also a violation of Muda Hanoa. You ask me to do something. You ask me to blow shofar specifically for you. Not that I'm blowing for the whole shul. Blowing for the whole shul, then you say, Mitzvah, Slav Nehonis Nitin, you didn't get Hanoa from me. But if you ask me to walk over to your house and I should blow shofar, it doesn't help Mitzvah, Slav Nehonis Nitin. I did Shluchusei Kovit. I went out of my way and I did something specifically for you. So that was the Gemara Sofek. That's an Ibaya Deleiv Shita. When I bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim HaKlili Shlucha Derachmana. Not Shlucha Didan. And if I scream, I don't want him to be mocked with the korban, and he says, we don't care, we run the Beis HaMikdash way, we want him to mock with the korban, but he will be Yotze. Even though I say, I don't want him. I don't have to appoint him as a shliach. That's clear. He's not Shlucha Didan. But the Gemara was Mesupik. But if I took a netter, not to get on, maybe it's a violation of Muda Hanoa. The korban will be kosher, but maybe it'll be a violation of Muda Hanoa. Because for Muda Hanoa, you don't need literally Shlucha Shalot and Kamaisa. Shlichus HaKavah means he did something on his behalf. That's the Tosfos in Yuma and Daf Yutes has like that. On the side of the Tosfos here, Dibra Maschil D'Amar Avuna, so it says in the second comment, in brackets on the side, it says, Ayin Tosfos Yuma Yutes and Beis, Dibra Maschil Mi'ika Midi. So that's the Dvar Avram has that Hezber. Dvar Avram was a descendant from Abchaim Valojina. That's the big yichus in Lithuania. That's called Beis HaRav. The descendants from the Groa are not the big yichus. The big yichus are descendants from the Rav Chaim Volozhin. The chassidim say because Rav Chaim Volozhin refused to sign the cherem. The Groa wrote a cherem against the chassidim. But it's something fishy there because they have the original ksav yad of the cherem. It was written in the handwriting of Rav Chaim Volozhin. What do you mean he refused to sign it? He wrote it. So that's the whole story is shaking. Anyway, he was a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhin, and he Dvar Avram learned in Volozhin under Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Every so often he quotes in his Chuvas. It's a different style of Chuvas. It's a Litvisha style, Yeshivisha style of Chuvas. Not like the old style of Galatiana or Polisha style of Chuvas. A Litvisha style based on the new Derech HaLimud that they developed. Now, Soloveitchik used to talk a lot with him in learning because he used to go. He was a relative of theirs. He was related to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And he used to take vacation in Germany. So Rav Soloveitchik, when he was learning in university, he used to go talk and learning with them. He died in the Kovna. He was a rabbi in Kovna. He died under the Nazis before they had a chance to kill him. He died from a disease. He has very lamdish tshuva. So this is his interpretation of the Tosfos in Yuma. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said also the same shot. That the suffix in the Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Lamed Hey, is a suffix, maybe it's shlichus ekovid. It doesn't mean shlichus. It can't be shlichus, the Gemara says. Mikamid, it can't be shlichus. Gemara says, maybe it's shlichus ekovid with respect to with respect to Muda Hanoah, that would be a violation of Muda Hanoah. That's when he talks also about Shlichas by Shalach Manas. He says, it could be he even quotes the Mishnah Berurah. And we said, well, I think he had a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah came out the early 1900s. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Binyan Tzion, who raises the possibility that you're only Yotze Shalach Manas if you give it Ayideh Shlich, if you give it in person, I swear that you're not Yotze. So one of the boys said he looked it up and it says not so.
Well, I
don't
know
what says. He backs out. So he raises the question, Miika Midi, how can it be, if I would give it to Shalach Manas myself, it wouldn't be Yotze. I'm only Yotze Ayideh Shlich, so how can you appoint the Shlich if you can't give it in person? That's a funny argument. If you say you're not Yotze, if you give it in person, so then it's not a din. See, some people assume that you cannot send Shalach Manas through a cotton, because a cheresh had to be cotton on lab b'nei shlichas minu. And if you say you have to send Shalach Manas, like, it's shlich, cheresh had to be cotton, can't be a shlich. So he said, that's a joke. When the din is, I have to give the get myself, I have to give the kedushin myself. So if I send a shliach, shluch shalom kemos, it's considered as if I did it. And they say, cheresh had to be cotton, it's no good. But if I'll give the Shalach Manas myself, I won't be yotzei. You need dafka de shlech. So that's not a din of shluch shalom kemosa. It's a din of shalach. If you hold, if you accept that position, that you only yotze shalach manas like de shliach, it's not a vort of shluch shalom kemosa. It can't be kemosa. Kemosa is not good. It's a vort you have to have like de acherim. It means it's more bekavadik somehow. It's more bekavadik. Instead of giving a handout as if the guy is so poor that he needs an adava, so you send it like de acherim, it's more bekavadik. So that's the word. You can't say, the meaning always was, they sent little children to deliver Shalach Manas. So some had a taina, cheresh had to be cotton, is no good for shlichas. So the Rav Ram said, that's ridiculous. It can't be midin shlichas. Shlichas, the real din of shlichas shalom kemos, is only, if I would be able to do it myself, then I send the shlich, it's considered as if I did it. Kemosai. But if I myself can't do it, so you can't send the shlich. So about Adi Acherim, Adi Kotna is also good. But his interpretation in Tesis and Yuma, that's very important, yeah.
This din that if your mother are not somebody, he can still benefit from your mitzvahs. So isn't that Tali, I remember there's a tshuva of the Oneg Yomtiv. He says, if you make a neder that I'm not going to get hanok from Yeshiva Sukkah, are you allowed to sit in the Sukkah? And he makes chiluk that some mitzvahs have no anah, like tekiyah shofar, and some mitzvahs sometimes have anah. Like it says, if you make a neder that you're not going to go to mikvah, well, you're allowed to go to mikvah. You're not going to get hanah from the mikvah. Well, you're allowed to go during the winter, but not during the summer, because the winter it's cold.
Right.
The Gemara says, and by sukkah he paskins that the hanah is nichlal in the mitzvah, so you can't separate the two things. So you can't make a neder. You can't make a neder against which the terrorist is supposed to do. So you can't take a shvur.
You can't take levatul samitzvah. So one of the differences between a neder and a shvur.
So could you, if you're being moizer hanan somebody, and you're doing a mitzvah in a way that sometimes has hanan, sometimes doesn't have hanan, does the person have to do it in a way that doesn't have hanan? Like let's say you say. This guy will never have hanah from my mikvah.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to go in the summer?
No, he's not allowed to go in the summer.
But that's, so gets hanah. But that's still the mitzvah, meaning he's still...
That the Gemara says that. Hamud hanah mimayon, tevel mimoysach shama, v'lo mimoysach hama. Because moysach hama, there's physical pleasure. He's cooling off. So the same thing, whether the person took a neder not to get hanah, or the owner of the mikvah took the neder. That Pliny shouldn't get anor from my mikveh. Yeah, if it's been by sachama, the Gemara says there's physical pleasure. So that's a violation of mura anor. But the mitzvah per se, then you say mitzvah slav nihonis mitzvah. Mitzvah per se doesn't constitute anor, but the physical pleasure that comes at the time of the mitzvah is considered anor. That's the Gemara. Nachon. Yeah. So the Gemara now, the next piece of Gemara discusses the Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah. Rav Meir says in the Mishnah, the Kesef HaAdei Acherim, and the Gemara on Chav Gimel Amad Aleph wasn't sure. What does it mean, the Kesef HaAdei Acherim? means af al yidei acherim. So the Gemara says no, it's a beferish b'raisa. The Rameh says v'kesel al yidei acherim avol yatzma lo. You cannot do al yidei yatzma. So, and Rav Shimon Aloza says that you can have kesef al yidechem, achloike satanoi, the Rabbanim, not Rav Shimon Aloza, the Rabbanim. So Rav Meir holds, he cannot have kesef al yidechem, only kesef al yidechem, and the Chachamim Marmim, he can even have kesef al yidechem. What exactly is the achloike satanoi? So we started the Gemara yesterday. So the Gemara says, is the shaila whether it exists? Meaning that Meir holds Komash Kan Evikan Rab and Evik can't possess Kesel like the Atzma, just doesn't exist. And Chacham deny there is no such rule. There's no such din. Komash Kan Evikan Rab. So that's the first suggestion. Meir says, nah, that's out of the question. Everybody subscribes to that. That's a din deraisa. Everybody agrees. En Kinyan Levibel Rabo. Everybody agrees. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes? So there are two versions. Rav Sheshit says one version, and Rav Lozer has another version. Sheshit lived in Bavel, Rav Lozer lived in Eretz. So the Gemara presents it as if they're talking to each other, but they lived in two different countries. So first they quoted Rav Sheshit, Kuli Amen Kinyan Lebo Rabbo, and Chochma Askinon, someone gave a matana, $500,000 to the Evet, Amenoshe Le Rabbo Rishuzboi. From there it says the odin is kind of anyway, and the money doesn't belong to the Evet. So that's not it can't have kesef al yidei atzmo. And the Chachamim disagree. If you give a matana to the Evet, Amenoshe, some good Samaritan gives $500,000 there, Amenoshe ain't the rabbi rishus boy. So the Evet is kind of, and then the Evet could be Meshachar himself. That's what Rav Sheshit says. Rav Loza disagrees, but Rav Sheshit says no. Where's the Gemara? Rav Lozer Amar, that's about 10 lines in the bottom of Chav Gimel. Rav Lozer Amar, no. Kolki Agavna, Kuli Amaloi, Pligi, is no good. If someone, good Samaritan, gives $500,000 to the Evet, Amenoshe, the Rabbi Rishu's boy, it doesn't accomplish anything. So the Odin is kind of, and everyone would say, that case is not valid. The money belongs to the Odin, so the Evet can't be Yotze Lecher. When is there a Machlekes, Red Meir, the Chachamim, in the Mishnah? Chacham asking, and Kagon, someone gave the Eved $500,000. Amarosha takes it both the Cheris for this sole purpose. So Rameya says, even in such a case, call Masha Kana Kana Rabba, nothing helps. Yesterday we said over the Rajbo explained why, because Kwanka Rameya goes directly to the Odon, and the Odon never agreed to the Tanai. And the Rajba had a Chidush in interpreting the Gemara that whenever you make a Tanah, you need both parties whose das is needed. Both parties whose das, on the shichra, you don't need das or evet. So let's say the Odin gives a shichra to the evet on a Tanah, that it should snow tomorrow. So that's, you don't need the evet, should agree, disagree. You can give the shichra bal koch of the evet. But when he's giving a matana to the evet, whenever you give a matana, you need das of both parties. So not only do you need data of both parties on the Kenyan, you need das of the both parties on the Tanai as well. It's not enough that I gave my das ala Tanai. The other party has to agree to the Tanai. If he doesn't agree, the Tanai is no good. So that's what the Rashbo interpreted. That's the Nekudas HaMachlekes. Okay. So Rav Loza disagrees with Rav Sheshit and says, no, the case that you gave, I give money to the Evet, Amarashen LaRabba Rishuzbo, all the Tanaim would agree that Kol Mashikana Rabba goes to the Yodan and it's not valid. It's not a valid case of Kesev Ayde Atzma. When are they arguing, if it's possible, the good Samaritan gives the $500,000 to the Evid for the sole purpose, Amana should taste the bowl of Cheris. Even the Evid has no right to use the money for any other purpose. Rameh holds in such a case, he still say, he gave a matana ala Tanai and the Eved agreed to the time, but the Odin has to agree, and the Odin doesn't agree to the time. Doesn't want his Eved to go free. So therefore, the Tanai is not valid, and the Matana is Chal, and the money goes to the Odin. The money goes to the Odin. And the Chachamim disagree, and they say, no, since it was only given for that purpose, was the Losh and the Gemara. Meir Sovar, here the last five lines in Chav Gimel Amir. Meir Sovar, Ki Amalek, Kani Eved, Kani Rabbi, Ki Amalek, Amalek, Amanas lav klum kamale, because he's speaking to the wrong person. The Eved is not the Bailam over here. You have to speak to the other. But Rabbanan Sabri, l'didei nami hokaloi maknile. He never gave it even to the Eved. When do you say, you see, that was the Dion in Hilchus Nedarim. When they quote the Gemara Nedarim, the Gemara Nedarim has a case, the man took a neder, he doesn't get along with his son-in-law. He says, he doesn't want to be Mahana's son-in-law, but his daughter needs money. So he wants to give a present to his daughter. So if he gives a present to the daughter, it goes directly to the son-in-law. So he said this, so he's being Mahana the son-in-law. So the Gemara says, if you'll give a present to your daughter, Almanos, Shein, Labaila, Rishuzbo, or this present is solely for the purpose of buying dresses, solely for the purpose of buying shoes for a specific purpose, so then the father will not, the girl's father will not be in violation of the Mudah HaNoh. He won't be Mahana the son-in-law. So when that's quoted in the Hilchus Nedarim, so the Taz and the Shach, they all have a discussion there, what does it mean? So some of them say, like the Lashon HaGemara, Rabbanan Sabri, L'didei Nami, Aloka Maknam. He never even gave it to the Eved. The money still belongs to the Good Samaritan. It's not really, the Chachamim hold that it's Kesef, Aydei Atzmo. It's not really true. It's not Kesef Aydei Atzmo. It's Kesef in Piacherim. Ramei holds it's Kesef. That's what Tosfos explains. Ramei holds that it's called, this case is Kesef Aydei Atzmo, and it's no good, because Masha can't have a kind of rabbo. Whenever the Eved gets anything, with it tonight, without it tonight, everything goes to the oven. So if it doesn't have the kesef, it doesn't belong to the Good Samaritan because he gave it, and it goes straight to the oven, so everything goes to the oven. So there is no, doesn't, a case doesn't exist. There's no case of kesef like the Atzma. And the Chachamim disagree with Rami, saying, no, this case is good because it's not kesef like the Atzma, because it's really kesef like the Acher. The money still belongs to the Noisei. That's the simple reading of Gemara. He never gave it to the Eved. It's the money still belongs to the Good Samaritan. The money still belongs to the Nisan. That's what Tosfos, this big Tosfos, the end of the Tosfos, that's what they interpret. The Chachamim say, the Kesef Ha'idei Atzmai, what you consider, what you, Rabbi, consider Kesef Ha'idei Atzmai, and therefore you say it doesn't exist, we hold that it's not Ha'idei Atzmai, it's Kesef Ha'idei Atzmai. And then in Hilchus Nedarim and in Yerideya, so other Achrayim say no, that it is Kesef Ha'idei Atzmo, the Eved is kind of the money. In this case, you don't apply Kol Masha Kol Avi Kol Rav. The only time that rule applies is if the Eved acquires ownership of something which he has the right to use for whatever he pleases. So then the din is that the Odin takes over, Kol Masha Kol Avi Kol Rav. But if the Eved doesn't have the right to use it for anything, someone gave it to the Eved for the sole purpose, only for the purpose of buying shoes, only for the purpose of buying dresses. So then, the rule of Kol Masha Kan Tzishu Kan Abba, the Kol Masha Kan, doesn't apply. So the Eved is kind, and it doesn't go to the Yodin. The Eved is kind, and it doesn't go to the Yodin. Because it wasn't given to the Eved Lagamre. So it's not that it still belongs to the Nisan, no, it's the Taka Kesav Adi Asma. The simple reading of the Gemara is that it still belongs to the Good Samaritan. So that's what here for the Achrayim say like that. L'didei nami holoka maktanle. He never even gave it to the Eved. It's kesef ha'idei acherim. And others say, no, the Gemara is not to be taken literally. It doesn't really mean that. So now the Gemara has a stira of a Rami, the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir. You're going to have a contradiction. Rami, the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir, Rami, the Rabbanan, Rabbanan. What's the shaila? If someone gives a matana to the isha who's married, the Gemara so far is equating kol mashe kan tzishu kan abayla, kol mashe kan ever kan ram. The Gemara equates it the whole time. That's the big taste. The taste says there's really big room to distinguish between the two, because one is the rice and one is the rabbana. And the Gemara taste, of course, the Gemara in the end of Cheskes Habatim, where is it? Daf Nun Aleph on the base. Taste is close. Here on Chavdal and Manala, if you have the wide lines and the narrow lines, then it becomes a little wide again. So on the fourth medium-sized line, in the Tosfos, they quote Baba Basa Daf Nun Aleph, if somebody else gives a matana to the Isha, Abal is Echad Peres, it becomes Peres Nichsin, it becomes Nichsin Malug, and the Baal is entitled to Peres. But that's a Takana de Rabbanan, Peres Nichsin Malug. And whenever there's a takana derabanan, the person on whose behalf the takana was made has the ability to say, "Lanichali betakanta derabanan, amoichal takana. I don't need it." So here, the Baal himself wants to give. The Baal, he's married 50 years, and he buys his wife or whatever a new ring, a new piece of jewelry, and gives it a matana on us. It's self understood. He doesn't have to say. It's self understood that he's not going to be oichal peiros. The husband is not going to be oichal peiros. So since the whole din about Baal Echel Peres, whoever gives matana to Lord Baal Echel Peres takana de Rabbanon, if Baal is implicitly saying, lo nichale betakana de Rabbanon, I want to give a matana to my wife, so he can do that. So Taisa says, mistaber, that if the Odon gives the Eved, Eved Knaini a matana, and he says, I don't want to have the right to have the, to be kainam, Taisa thinks that's a real din daraisa. So you can't say, l'nichale b'takan to the Rabbanim. It wouldn't work over there. They think that doesn't work. It only works because Baal l'echol peris nichsem gugus takan to the Rabbanim. You can say, l'nichale b'takan to the Rabbanim. But by Yevid, it's a real din d'oraisa, it wouldn't work. And they say it's a major difference. By the Yevid, kol mashe kan, Yevid kan, Rabbi, everything goes to the Yodon. Let's say the Yevid finds a mitzia in the street. Finds a $1 million bill. So the whole $1 million goes to the Yodon. If the Isha finds a $1 million bill, So, what's the din? If somebody gives a matana to the Isha, the Isha finds a metziah and says, tak, it goes to the husband. Metziah is Isha lebailo. But if someone gives a matana to the wife, so Tesis thinks that the Baal only gets peres nechsimalur. He doesn't get the whole matana. Someone gives $1 million to the Isha, he put it in the bank, and the Baal eats the peres nechsimalur. But he's not entitled to take the whole thing. So Tesis says they're not the same. Isha and Eved are not the same. One is their rice and one is their rabbana. The details are not the same. That's what Tosafot points out. So the Gemara, you don't, even though the Gemara equates it, the Gemara says, Rami, the Rami, Rami, Rabban, Rabbanan. So we're asking a steer from Isha to Eved. The Gemara is assuming that it's all Hainuach, but it could be the Psak Alocha that it's not Hainuach. So that's what Tosafot says. It could be that we distinguish between the two. So what is the Gemara? The Gemara is going to raise an issue here. The Tanya. So they start with this price. So there's a din. In the end of Chumash Vayikra, the din is that there's an institution, a pinyan ma'aser sheni, and if someone is paid, the farmer is paid his own ma'aser sheni, then he's ma'aser chumash. If I sell my ma'aser sheni to someone else, and thereby I'm paid it, I sell him ma'aser sheni, and he wants to eat it here. He doesn't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim. So I say, okay, when you'll pay me, it's $100 worth of ma'aser sheni. So when he pays me the $100, I say, you can eat the ma'aser sheni here, and I'm going to take the money to Yerushalayim. So then it's a pidyon on the ma'aser sheni, derech mecher. There are two ways to make pidyon ma'aser sheni. Let's say the farmer has ma'aser sheni, and it's kirchak mimcha mokin kilo silchal seisa, ki varechach Hashem alakecha. It's a big tircha to schlep all this ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim. So then the din is, I can be paid the ma'aser sheni. I have the ma'aser sheni, I have the money, and I'm paid it. Then I'm by Silchay Mishan. Then there's another way to be paid a Ma'aser Sheni derech Mechira. If I sell it to someone else, so then it's understood that he's buying it, he's going to eat it here, and the money that he gives me is going to be the pidyon. So whenever I'm paid to my own Ma'aser Sheni, I have to be by Silchay Mishan. Whenever I'm paid to someone else's Ma'aser Sheni, then you're not by Silchay Mishan. Here's the Shaila. If the wife is paid to the husband's Ma'aser Sheni, that's the Pashup Shad. The husband has a field. Gemara is going to come out just to be reversed. The wife is using the husband's money to be paid to her ma'aser sheni. Where did she get ma'aser sheni? She got to be Rusha from her father. The father just died. And that bushel is a ma'aser sheni. But initially, the Gemara thought, normal. The husband has a field. The wife sits home and she raises the children. She doesn't have any ma'aser sheni. So that's so the Gemara thought, that's the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon ben Elazar and the Braisa. Ein hu ishe paid to ma'aser sheni below chomesh. If Shimon Elazar, I mean, Shimon Rab Meir, Isha paid the Ma'aser Sheni below Chomish. Can the Isha be paid to her husband's Ma'aser Sheni without giving Chomish? The Gemara said, Machlek is Hatanoim. Hechidami, what's the case? E Lema, if you should say, Vizuzi the Baal, Ma'aser Sheni the Baal, the husband has a farm, and he asks his wife, please be paid the Ma'aser Sheni. So just Lichusa the Baal Kov, that she's doing on behalf of the husband. So of course she has to be Ma'aser Chomish. It's his money, it's his Ma'aser Sheni. He asked his wife to take care. The wife is the shliach, so she asked him to be ma'aser chaynish. Ella, what's the case? Bezuzi dido, ma'aser didei. What's the case? The way Rashi has the girsa. The bottom Tosafot writes, Hochi goras Rashi, And he says the Rabbi Natam is bothered. You'll see right away what the Rabbi Natam is bothered. Should bother everybody, the Rabbi Natam's kasha. So Gemara says, Ella, what's the case? Ella, it's not Maisa Sheni Diday and Zuzi Debal. Then Shlichusi covered, you have to be Maisa Chaim, Mashallah, what? Bezuzi Dido, she has some money. Where does she get money from? That's what we're going to figure out. Bezuzi Dido, O Maisa Diday, it's his Maisa Sheni, and it's her money. So the Gemara says, so whenever Ish Amrachmana, Ish Kigal Mi Maisro, Hamishisa Yosef Olof. So it says, Ish Kigal Mi Maisro, Ish Amrachmana, Velo Isha. What does that mean? So the simple reading of the Gemara is that there are certain dinim that only apply to men, don't apply to women. So the dinim Maisav Chaimish only applies to men, doesn't apply to women. That's what it sounds like. That's what Rabbi Natam says. Rabbi Natam changes the whole Rashi. Rashi interprets Datsa. Rashi interprets Isha Machmana Veloy Isha. We're not medayik from the word Ish. Ish ki igal mi maisro. We're medayik from the vav of mi maisro. Chamishisa Yosef Olav. Only if you put your own maisro sheni. If you put to someone else's maisro sheni, then you don't have to be maisro chamishisa. That was the Gemara Steiner. How does Rashi write? Isha Machmana Veloy Isha. Ish ki igal mi maisro, Omar Achmana, velo isha mi maisa, baila de isha ka acher damya. The deal is not so much from the word ish velo isha, it's from the word maisro. Maisa shalo. If you put it someone else's, because derech mekach, the farmer is selling me his maisa sheni, and I'm an acher, so when I pay, I only have to pay keren, I don't have to give chamish. If the farmer is being paid his own, the money is his, and my sheni is his, then he's maisa chamish. So Rashi be interpreted the Lashon HaGemara. Isha Machmana velo Isha doesn't mean Ish velo Isha, it means Isha is an Acher. And the deal is from the Vav of Ish ki igal mi maisro. So Rabbi Natam doesn't like it. So he said it doesn't fit into the Gemara. The thing is that Rabbi Natam himself quotes, this is at the end of Bechukosai, I think, towards the very end of Bechukosai, the end of Chumash Vayikra. So there is a comment in the Torah Skadim on that pasuk, Ish Prat LeKotin, that a Kotin cannot be paid in Maisa Sheni, because you have to be a Bar HaFlah. Being paid in Maisa Sheni is like being Mafresh, Trimus, and Maisas. So just like a Kotin, unless it's Kotin Gil, or Nesaputa, so you're before Bar Mitzvah, so Nidra Neder, so you can be paid in Maisa Sheni as well. That's a Machloikis in the Gemara, in Nida, whether Mufla Samach Leish, the year before Bar Mitzvah, Nidro Neder Hegdesha 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 Din the Raisa Din the Rabban. Machlek is the Ramam and the Raiba had a Paschim. When the Mufla Samachlish is the Raisa the Rabban. If you hold it's only the Rabbanon and you're dealing with Maisha Sheni the Raisa, so that's a problem. How can a cotton Mufla Samachlish, how can it be paid to Maisha Sheni if he's only the Mufla is only the Rabbanon, the Maisha Sheni is the Raisa? If the Maisha Sheni Bizmanazer, Trumas and Maisha Bizmanazer is all the Rabbanon, okay. So then you can say, Mufal Samalesh, the year before Bar Mitzvah is the Rabbanon. It can be paid in Maisa Sheni, everything is all the Rabbanon. But if you're really dealing with Maisa Sheni, the Raisa, and Mufal Samalesh is only a din the Rabbanon, then it wouldn't work. It's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnais. Well, the Mufal Samalesh applies even to Pidyon Maisa Sheni or not. Shulchan Aruch says that it does apply, that a year before Bar Mitzvah it can be paid in Maisa Sheni, and the Bi'ur Agrot Tainis. Based on the Kalolei Hapsak, we should have passed like the other Tana. Then a Mufal of Samaliyish cannot be paid in Maisa Sheni. Okay. But the Pashtus says that yes, that's how most of the Rishonim hold that yes. Mufal can be paid. It's Machlokes HaTanoim in the Mishnah. Most of the Rishonim, leaving out the Bi'ur Agro, most of the Rishonim hold that a Mufal of Samaliyish can be paid in Maisa Sheni. It's a Maisa HaFloa. It's the year before Bar Mitzvah is also valid. So that's the problem is. Torah Kohanim never has a drasha, Ish Pratli Isha. Isha Machmana Vel Isha, the Torah Kohanim doesn't have it. So that's why Rashi said there is no such drasha. Ish Veloy Isha means because Ish, the wife is Ka'acher Domi. That's what it meant. And the Rabbin and Tam says, no, this is a drasha. Hakam doesn't say Torah Kohanim. So he gets stuck over here. Rabbin and Tam is stuck. How come this drasha, if it's Ish Veloy Isha, how come in the Torah Kohanim says Ish Veloy Kotten? It doesn't say Ish Veloy Isha. So he says, Ish v'loi kot means that a cotton can't be paid in Maisa Sheni at all. Ish v'loi isha means she can be paid in Maisa Sheni. Ish, how does it say, Ish? Im gol yigal mi maisa chamishisa yosef ol. So it says, gol yigal, a kefa loshen, We assume lo dibra terek lishan many adam, so we darshan lishan is kulim. And gal yigal is to be marba women. One might have thought that a woman can't be paid a maaser sheni at all for some reason or another. So you need a ribui to tell them that's what Tosfos discussed. What might possibly be the reason? Why should you think that a woman's not as magrama? Why should you think a woman cannot be paid to say have a pasuk gal yigal that a woman can be paid a maaser sheni, but you have a miyodish for lo yisha that the woman is not maaser chomish. So this Kohanim doesn't quote the drasha because it says ish prat lakotin can't be paid at all. But you really dash in two things from the word ish. Ish prat lakotin can't be paid at all. Ish prat laisha, she can't be paid, but she's not Moshe Chavish. So how come it doesn't say in the Torah's Kohanim? That's the weak point in the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. And the weak point in Rashi's pshat is that the Gemara says ish velo isha, and Rashi says it's not from the word ish. It's from the word ish gigal mi maestro, from the vav of maestro. So it doesn't say in the Gemara. The both pshatim are problematic. Rashi is problematic, how you read it in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam is problematic. It's against the Torah's Kohanim. The Gemara is against the Torah's Kohanim. You guys want to walk back from Mincha?
So my brother-in-law said he'd be coming if you want to dive in here.
Ooh, that's a nice idea.
Before, so yeah.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so let him know. I think he's waiting outside.
Oh, tell him to come in. Let him warm up.
No, no, yeah. I don't know if he's really here yet. I think he's walking.
Is Ishtuk Gufu din the Rabban or din the Orisa?
Ishtuk Gufu with respect to what? Respect to craving. It must say Ishtuk Gufu, just like I'm posulatus to my wife, to say she's Chai Misa, Chai Malkus, whatever, Chai Moments, I'm posulatus to my wife's brother, to my wife's cousin. Ishtuk Gufu is a din in craving, Sulam Leigh.
Uh-huh. So you wouldn't need a drasha to say, therefore, a woman's not like her husband for Meister Shane. But. Yeah, I was thinking that Ishto Gufo. By Meister
Shani,
you need a drasha to say that a woman and her husband are considered separate people.
No, those are separate people. There's a difference. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramon, the Dark Emotion, the Tur, that the married couple, if the husband lights Hanukkah candles and the wife is going to light her own menorah, there'll be a bracha of Atola, because Ishto Gufo is like the same person lighting twice and saying a bracha twice. So it's a pellet. What do you mean? The husband says alachilas matzah, and the wife says alachilas matzah. It's not a brachal of atol. The din of ishtik kigufa is only a nigmar. It's only a din in suleyedis. It doesn't apply in the mitzvahs. That's very difficult.
Right.
So again.
Oh, I didn't. I thought Rebbe was talking.
So Gemara wants to know what is the case in the braisa? That there's a machloikes hatanoim, whether the wife can be paid or the husband's maishish. Can the wife be paid in Maishasheni without Chaymish or with Chaymish? So they're assuming that it's the wife's money and the husband's Maishasheni. How did the husband have Maishasheni? He has a farm. He's Mafish Maishasheni. How did the wife have money? That's going to be the question. How did the wife have money? So Gemara first asks, where did the wife get the Hechidam? If it's the husband's money and the husband's Maishasheni, so she is Maishasheni Chaymish. L'chusa de Baal Ka'avda. She's doing everything on behalf of the husband. She has to be Maishasheni Chaymish. Ella must be bezuzi dido or maisa diday. It's his maisa sheni, but it's her money. So she's an acher. So Rashi learns she's an acher. She's not the owner of the maisa sheni. So she should. Why should it be a machloke satanoim? It can't be. So what could possibly be the case? El alav. More that it must be ki haygavna that what. The Akni lo acher money. Someone gave her $100. Omar Menashe tifti boyas amaisa. They gave $100 to the wife, and she said it's for the not. You can use the money for whatever you want. The money is solely for the purpose of being paid your husband's maisa shein. You can do whatever you want. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. If he say kol mashakon se isha kona baila, even in this case, we just said before, Rav Meir holds even in such a case. And then it comes out she's being paid the Maaser Sheni of the husband with the husband's money. So then you have to be Maaser Chaimish. And here Rav Meir is the one who says, Balo Chomish. And the Chachamim say in this case, you have to be Maaser Chaimish. And he should pay the Maaser Sheni Balo Chomish. Why? Because it is nicknamed to the husband. So the Gemara said, it's a steer in Rav Meir, it's a steer in the Chachamim. Rabbi Lozer interpreted that that was the machlokes satanoim in the Mishnah. Here you have a braisa where the machlokes is the reverse. So that's the stira of Meir, Meir, Rabbanan, Rabbanan. Ibcha Shemayin Elohu. That's the stira, Meir, Meir. Rabbi says it must be a misprint. The Braisa is backwards. A mayor should say the same as in the Mishnah, that it does go to the husband, and you do have to be Moshe L'chamish, and the Chacham say, you don't have to be Moshe L'chamish, it's a mistake in the Braisa. And Rava suggests, how can you say a mistake in the Braisa? Everything backwards. Rava, maybe you can defend the Braisa. L'yolam lo tepach, don't reverse the Girsa. V'ocham ha'maisa dosam et bein nasha askinan. Bein nasha means she yarshan from her father. Father died, and he had Maisa Sheni. So what's the din? Maisa Sheni goes Birusha, doesn't go Birusha. So there's a Ravid and the Pirush on the Torah's Kohanim. We have the Ravid has a standard Pirush. That is by the Ravid. The Ravid on Masechus Talmud is known, it's not by the Ravid, by somebody else. But the Ravid on the Torah's Kohanim is by the Ravid. So the Ravid writes, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim at the end of the second Berak, where the Maisa Sheni Mama by the Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya. So the Ravid says, if you hold Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya, it doesn't go Birush. If you hold Mama Bailam, it goes Birusha. If you hold Mama Gavaya, it doesn't go Birusha. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam paskins, the Gemara paskins in the second paragraph, the Maisa Sheni Mama Gavaya. Usually Rav Meir disagrees with the Chacham. Usually we don't paskin like Rav Meir. But the Gemara said this is an exception to the rule. Here we do paskin like Rav Meir. That what? The Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavaya. And the Rambam paskins, even though it's Mama Gavaya, it does go Birusha. So how can it be? If it doesn't belong to the Marish, how come it goes Birusha? So that's famous. Rab Soloveitchik said, his father said, Rab Elwala said, they quote Rab Chaim, the whole family. Everybody said the same thing. The Rambam understands Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya not to be taken literally. Doesn't mean it belongs to Hegdish. No, it belongs to the farmer. But it'll be considered a Bizoyan Akdusha if you'll be Mekadosh and Isha with Maisa Sheni. Or it'll be considered a Bizoyan Akdusha if you sell a Maisa Sheni or if you give it the Matana to somebody else. So it's a Melitza that we say, Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya. But it's not to be taken literally. It certainly is Mama Bailam, but you're not allowed to treat it as if it's yours. That's the Machlokes. So it does go Birusha. When the farmer dies, he was Machlokes Maisheni. Maisheni goes Birusha to the daughter. Zicha does go Birusha. That's how the Rambam holds. The Rambam has a Tosefta, where the Rambam has like this. If you have Maisheni and you magdish it, Leberek Abaye, so the Hegdish is Chal. I bet it Maisheni, Mama Gavoya. So Einan Magdish, Zabu Sheni Shaloi. So the answer is, it's not Mama Gavoya literally. It's Mama Gavaya that you're not allowed to give it b'matana and you can't sell it. And even if you did, we say it's not chal because it's a bizoyin akdusha. But if you magdish it leberek abayis, that's not a bizoyin akdusha. You're elevating it to a high level of kedusha. So we say it does belong to you. It does go birusha and it does belong to you. So that's how Agmar is also assuming that even if you hold Maisa Sheni Mama Gavaya, it goes birusha. The girl's father died. He had no sons. He only had a daughter. So the daughter gets the Maisa Sheni Birusha. Daughter gets the Maisa Sheni Birusha. Now the question is, does a husband have any rights and privileges to this? So whatever the wife gets Birusha, let's say the wife yarshins $1 million Birusha. So he's supposed to put the money in the bank account. And the Baal Zechel Peres Nechsim Elug. So the Gemara said, that's a Takana de Rabbanon. Baal Zechel Peres Nechsim Elug. So does the Takana de Rabbanon apply to Maisa Sheni as well? That she has $1,000 worth of Maisa Sheni, she got Birusha from her father. So are you supposed to put away $1,000 in the bank account and the husband should connect on, the husband should be entitled to Peres Nechs Malug? Or do you say no? So the Gemara says, with respect to the Takona de Rabbanon of Abalech of Peres Nechs Malug, so that'll depend whether Maisa Sheni Mama Bailim, Maisa Sheni Mama Gavai. If you old Mama Bailim, so then the Takana de Rabbanon that Rabbah Zechel Peres Nechs Maluk should apply even on the Maisa Sheni that she got Birusha. But if you hold Maisa Sheni is Maman Gavaya, so the Takana de Rabbanon wouldn't apply over here. So that's how the Gemara said, that's the Machloikas. Ramei L'shitosa, Rabbanon L'shitosam. Ramei is Maman hold Maisa Sheni Maman Gavaya. And the Gemara says later, we paskin like Ramei. Usually Ramei disagrees someone else, we don't paskin like Ramei. Gemara says here it's an exception to the rule, we do paskin like Ramei. So that's what Rav interprets. Therefore, v'lokani le'bal. He doesn't say, therefore, the wife doesn't get it birusha. No, even though it's mama gavoy, it does go birusha. Not like that Ravid. The Ravid on Torah's Kohanim is problematic over here. The Pashtus is like the Rambam. You see, if anything more, it does go birusha. Taurus Kadam has a drasha. Ish gigal mi maisrucha mishitza yosef olav. So the Brisa says, you only maisul chaimish. The farmer is maisul chaimish. If the farmer dies and the Yorish gets it, so the Yorish doesn't have to be maisul chaimish. So the rabbi asks, how can there be Yerusha on maisul sheni, maisul sheni mamma gavayim? So he says, the answer is, the rabbi at the Taurus comes, the answer is, stam sifroz rabbiudev. And rabbiudev is the bar plukta of Rab Meir about maisul sheni mamma and bailim. He holds maisul sheni mamma and bailim. So therefore it goes to be Yerusha. So you have a drasha, ish kigal mi maestro, maestro shalol, and the yorish is not maestro of chamish if he's paida. But if the din would have been like Rav Meir, which it is, then it wouldn't go be Yerusha, period. Because maestro sheni mamma gavayim. That rabbi is kamat mafurish against the Gemara. The Gemara says it does go be Yerusha. She yarshin from her father maestro sheni goes be Yerusha, but the takona the rabban and the rabba lechel peres nechs maluk, that doesn't apply. Rabbanu l'tamayu, that's rebuta, is the Rabbanu the Rabbanu. They hold my shenim mamun had you. So the takana the Rabbanu does apply, b'konei le'bal. Hilkach, since the Maisa Sheni belongs to the Baal, and the money with which he's being paid belongs to the Baal, Shulchu said the Baal Kovda. So Rav interpreted the whole Brisa just the opposite from the way we thought initially. Initially, we thought the Brisa was talking, the Maisa Sheni grew on the husband's farm, and the wife had money somehow. And the machlokes is whether she's maisel chaimish. Then the rabbi says, no. She owns the maisel sheni and it's his money. She's being paid in her maisel sheni with his money. So that's her shaila. Is it solely her maisel sheni? Or is he a shutef in the maisel sheni also to the extent of eichel peiris nechsimelo? Okay. We're going to have to do this long taste and give a mask of Rav Elazar, right? Okay, maybe we'll do that tomorrow, if tomorrow will be a normal day. Then goes the famous sugya of Shem B'yai. Okay. The Rambam has a strange lashon. The Rambam has in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has the 14 klolim, what belongs in the minyan HaMitzvahs, what not. So the first klol, you only include Dinam Deraisa. And then he says, you only include Dinam that are Mefurish and Torah Shebichzav. You don't include the Roshas and the Torah Shebalpeh. And he calls it Dibrei Sofrim. And he calls Dibrei Sofrim Dinam Derabbanan at Dibrei Sofrim and Roshas or Torah Shebalpeh. Not Lefi Pshuto Shemiko, also Dibrei Sofrim. So a lot of times you can't tell the Rambam whether he means it's a Din Derabbanan or it's a Din Deraisa, but it's Torah Shebalpeh. Rambam says Kiddush Kesev is Dibrei Sofrim. So there's a long Kesev Mishnah that there were those who misunderstood the Rambam. He meant Kiddush Kesev is only Derabbanan. He thinks that he never meant it. Then the Rambam and Hilchas Eidus that craving from the mother's side are only possible Midibrei Sofrim. Craving from the father's side are Torah Shebichzav, and craving from the mother's side is Dibrei Sofrim. So again, the Kesef Mishnah says he doesn't think the Rambam meant that it's Midirabbanan, means that it's Torah Shebalpeh. So the Rambam got it from this Gemara. The Rambam has it over here from this Gemara, Chavtalan Be'er Gemara. The Gemara says that a Din Deraisa, that's only a Drasha of Torah Shebalpeh, except it's not on the same level as a Din Deraisa, that's the Fipshut Toshav Mikro. Torah Shebichzav is more chomer than Torah Shebalpeh. Okay, we got to learn that Gemara tomorrow.
Rabbi, the Gemara before by the Evik Knaidim being a man of Shliach. So why did the Gemara give the answer of Yashna B'Toras and it didn't say that Evik Knaidim is the Balaam? The Rebbe was explaining that Nilsa the Eul Lomatsi Ovid is just when he's not the Balaam.
Yeah.
So why did the Gemara give that answer? Why did the Gemara need to come on to Yashna B'Toras?
I think it's a Lashon Mushal. I think you can't apply over here the role of Milsa Dio Lamotzi Ovi Shaliach Lamotzi Mashvi. Here he is, B'toiras. He is a Bailaman. He is a Bailaman on the Shichru. It's just Shiloh is a Yeshna B'toiras on it. But you can't say it's Milsa Dio Lamotzi Ovi. It's a two different cloth, even though the Lashon is the same. Doesn't mean that. Not to be taken. It's not the same as the klal and nozer dafi fei. That's taka. It's a different mashmas.
Why is Yashna
B'Toras
relevant over here?
Because
the Gemara is asking. Gemara is asking about nozer diyul amatzi avir.
I don't think they meant that. I don't think they meant nozer diyul amatzi avir. I think they meant that in the terms.
So what did it mean?
He means the end of the Tergus, yeah. The real klal of Milsa Dila Masiya, but that's only by Dovishla Baliolam, something like that. I don't know, maybe we'll talk, there's a famous thesis there, and Yud Beis Amin Aleph and Nazir, it's all discussion of Shulchan Aruch, how we passed. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. Okay. So we almost have a minion.
We have a minion,
okay.
Is
the Balaam on the Shechor? Yeah, is the Balaam on the Shechor, you free him?
How can he be Mishtafer Baal Korcho then? He's the
Balaam. Still. He's the one who becomes Meshuchra. So it's a chiddush that that he can be Chal Bakar. He has Xeris Akas Chal Bakar, but he is the Bayim. He's the Koina.
The
Hodan is the Makna.
See the same thing with Gershon? That woman's the Bayim and the Gershon?
Yeah, she's making the Kinyan with her husband. It's a chiddush that you can do it Bakar, but it's still she's the Bayim and the Gershon. I have to discuss to what extent it means she's the Bayim. The Nesivis quotes a Yerushalmi that the ability of the woman to appoint the shliach for Kabbalah Saget is Xeris HaKosuv, Yishilach V'shilch Malam Shehisha is a shliach. And if not for that Xeris HaKosuv, I would not have thought that the Isha has the ability to appoint a shliach because she's not, since the get can be given Bal Korcha, so she's not, in that sense, she's not a Bailim in the sense you don't need Hadas, you don't need Hadas Bailim. So if you don't need her das bailim, so she shouldn't be a bailim to appoint the shliach. But she is the bailim on the gerishim. She's the one who becomes misgereshes. The kinyan is done with her, to her, on her. Of course she's the bailim on it. It's not like a table. I sell you a table. So the table is not the bailim. The noisin and the mekabel are the bailim. But here she's the one who becomes misgereshes, and the yevid becomes mishtachre. So the yevid is the bailim. He doesn't exercise das bailim, so that's why it's a chiddush that he has the ability to appoint a shliach. Usually, if you don't need das bailim, so you're not a bailim to appoint a shliach. So that's a gzeiros hakosuv. So that's why the dinim are slightly different. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay, so we have a minyan. Okay. Approximately this direction is this way.